Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sketch Your Mind, Nurture a Playful and Creative Brain by Zsuzsolt Vixian. Position sketching as a practical way to think better, not merely a way to draw better. Built around the idea that anyone can learn to use simple marks to explore ideas, the book frames visual expression as a mindset, playful, curious, and resilient. Rather than focusing on academic technique, it emphasizes approachable exercises that encourage experimentation and reduce the fear of making mistakes. The core promise is that a sketchbook can become a personal laboratory for attention, imagination, and learning, whether you are a designer, student, manager, or hobbyist. Vixian connects creativity to habit, suggesting that small daily practices compound into greater confidence and originality. Readers can expect guidance on how to start, how to keep going when motivation fades, and how to use sketches to clarify thoughts, generate options, and communicate. The result is a motivating invitation to turn everyday thinking into a visual, hands-on process. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sketching as a thinking tool rather than an art performance, a central theme is the shift from viewing drawing as talent to using sketching as an everyday thinking tool. The book encourages readers to treat sketches as provisional and functional, like notes, drafts, and experiments. That mindset removes pressure and makes it easier to start, especially for people who believe they cannot draw. Instead of aiming for realism, the emphasis is on clarity, exploration, and iteration. Simple shapes, arrows, icons, and quick thumbnails can capture complex thoughts faster than paragraphs of text, and they leave room for revision. This approach also supports decision-making. When you externalize ideas onto the page, you can compare alternatives side by side and notice gaps in logic or missing constraints. The playful aspect matters because it keeps the brain flexible and willing to take risks. Readers learn to value speed and curiosity over polish, which is often the difference between a sketchbook that gets used and one that stays pristine. Over time, sketching becomes a reliable method to clarify what you mean, what you want, and what you are not yet sure about. Secondly, building a playful creative habit that actually sticks. The book treats creativity as a practice shaped by routines, environment, and gentle accountability. Rather than waiting for inspiration, it promotes small, repeatable actions that lower friction, short sessions, accessible tools, and prompts that make starting easy. The idea is to create a relationship with the page where experimentation is normal and unfinished work is acceptable. A playful habit also includes permission to make bad sketches, because the volume of attempts is what grows skill and originality. Readers are guided to use constraints in a helpful way, such as time limits, limited materials, or a single theme for a week. These constraints reduce overwhelm and encourage inventive solutions. Another key is reflection, looking back at previous pages to notice patterns, recurring interests, and incremental improvement. That feedback loop builds motivation without relying on external validation. By framing the sketchbook as a private space for exploration, the book helps readers protect their creative energy from perfectionism and comparison. The result is a sustainable practice that can fit into busy lives while still producing meaningful growth in confidence and creative output. Thirdly, training observation, attention, and visual memory, playful sketching is presented as a way to strengthen core cognitive skills, observation, attention control, and visual memory. When you sketch an object, a scene, or even an abstract concept, you slow down long enough to notice relationships like proportion, contrast, and structure. That process improves the quality of your seeing, which then improves the quality of your thinking. The book emphasizes learning to look for foundational forms and key features rather than copying details. This reduces intimidation and makes it possible to capture the essence of a subject quickly. As readers repeat this process, they start remembering things more vividly because the brain encodes information more deeply when it is processed through multiple channels, including visual and motor activity. The act of drawing can also become a form of mindful focus, helping to quiet distractions and sustain concentration. Over time, readers develop a stronger internal library of shapes and patterns they can remix into new ideas. This skill is useful beyond art. It supports learning, problem solving, and communication, especially for people who want to explain systems, processes, or experiences more clearly. Fourthly, idea generation through doodles, diagrams, and iteration. The book highlights sketching as a generator of options. Doodles and rough diagrams can act like mental prototypes, allowing you to explore many directions quickly and cheaply. Instead of committing early to a single solution, you can iterate, create several variations, combine parts, and test what feels coherent. This is particularly powerful for ambiguous challenges where the problem is not fully defined yet. Sketching helps you discover the problem as you draw, because visualizing constraints and connections reveals what matters. Diagramming can also transform complex topics into understandable structures, using boxes, arrows, timelines, and simple metaphors. The playful approach encourages experimentation with perspective, exaggeration, and symbolic representation, which can unlock novel associations. Readers are guided to embrace messiness during ideation, separating the stage of generating from the stage of refining. That separation prevents self-criticism from shutting down creativity too early. By using the page as a sandbox, you can take risks, explore improbable combinations, and then select the most promising patterns to develop further. The broader lesson is that creativity becomes reliable when you have a repeatable process for producing and evaluating ideas. Lastly, using sketches to communicate, learn, and solve real problems beyond personal expression, the book positions sketching as a practical communication skill. Simple visuals can bridge gaps between people with different backgrounds by making abstract ideas concrete. Whether you are explaining a plan, teaching a concept, or mapping a project, a quick sketch can surface assumptions and align expectations. The emphasis is on visual clarity, selecting what to include, organizing information on the page, and using consistent symbols. Sketching also supports learning because turning notes into visual structures helps readers understand relationships, causes, sequences, and categories. This can make study sessions more active and memorable than passive highlighting. In problem solving, sketches can model systems, reveal bottlenecks, and show dependencies, making it easier to choose actions and anticipate consequences. The book encourages readers to treat visuals as adaptable. You can revise a sketch as new information arrives, keeping thinking fluid. Importantly, you do not need to be an artist to do this well. You need a willingness to simplify and to iterate. By integrating sketching into everyday tasks, readers can improve both personal clarity and collaborative effectiveness. In conclusion, this book is well suited for beginners who feel intimidated by drawing, as well as professionals and students who want a more creative way to think, learn, and communicate. If you are a designer, educator, entrepreneur, manager, or lifelong learner, you can use the practices to capture ideas quickly, reduce mental clutter, and develop a calmer, more focused attention. The biggest life benefit comes from turning creativity into a daily habit. Small sketches become a consistent outlet for curiosity, problem-solving, and self-expression, which can improve confidence and reduce perfectionism. Compared with many drawing books that prioritize technique or finished results, this one stands out by treating sketching as a mindset and a thinking process. That makes it more accessible and more immediately useful, even if your goal is not to become an artist. It also competes well with general creativity books because it provides a tangible method you can apply in minutes, open a page, make marks, explore options, and reflect. If you want a practical, low-pressure way to nurture a playful and creative brain, this is worth buying and using as a repeatable guide. If you would like to support Zultvixian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.